This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
A University of Tennessee agriculture researcher was recently in Kentucky to share knowledge and information about a common weed that's presenting some major issues for farmers. Dr. Larry Steckel was one of the speakers at the Kentucky Crop Health Conference in Bowling Green to talk about ryegrass.
It's a little different than I think y'all had here in Kentucky, in that I think we've had it a little longer as far as the glyphosate-resistant, the Roundup-resistant version of ryegrass, and just all the fundamental changes it's done for row crop production in Tennessee.
Steckel says the resistance of ryegrass to herbicides is creating some concern.
We've had a lot of trial and error with it, and it actually, a lot of the biotypes started in the Delta of Mississippi, and so I actually call on my colleague down in Mississippi, because he had a few years ahead head start on me on herbicides at work, tactics at work, that sort of thing.
And he adds the situation in Kentucky is very similar to Tennessee.
It's here in Kentucky now as well, and it's kind of interesting because, you know, our northern counties are a lot like, you know, Kentucky row crops. It's corn, wheat, double crop beans.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
If you ever wondered how Farmall got its name, here's an abbreviated list of some of the jobs that Case IH Farmall can do. Baling, cutting, feeding, hauling, loading, raking, cleaning, fertilizing, mowing, chopping, seeding, clearing, irrigating, digging, excavating, grading. Let's make it simple. This tractor does it all. No matter what you're doing, can-do comes in red. Farmall. Learn more at caseih.com/farmall or at HR AgriPower with 5 Kentucky locations. Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morgan Field, Owensboro, and Mayfield.
Put a little spring in your step. There's no better place than the Bluegrass State. And Kentucky's 45 state parks offer wide open spaces to play and stay, including private cottages and lakeside campgrounds. Plus, you can tee up at 13 nationally recognized golf courses nestled in beautiful surroundings. Plan your getaway today at www.parks.ky.gov. That's www.parks.ky.gov.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
Larry Steckel with the University of Tennessee says finding ways to deal with ryegrass and wheat is among the biggest challenges.
Roundup's working a little better there on ryegrass, but a lot of our traditional wheat herbicides aren't. And I think a lot of the resistance actually probably started in Kentucky, where you have more wheat than we do, and it's moved into Tennessee.
He adds there are new products on the market that could provide some help.
We do have a newer herbicide, pyroxasulfone. It's sold in a trade name Zidua and Anthem Flex, and that was a fundamental change this year. And the tactic of not spraying it this time of year, post, but actually spraying it when you shortly after you plant the wheat, and trying to keep the ryegrass from ever coming up. Because once it comes up, we don't have a lot of good options.
Follow Traveling the Bluegrass on Facebook and Twitter and listen to podcasts at youragedge.com on Apple, Google, and Spotify. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.